I'm Janelle, and you're listening to Mom's Secret Fort. Hey out there. I'm sorry for the half whispering, but my family does not know where I am right now, and I intend to keep it that way. I mean, they know I'm in the house, but this is the first time in 9 days that my family has not known exactly where I am in the house every minute of the day. Every minute. I'm Janelle, and I'm an American living in Berlin, Germany. And like so many of you out there, I've been huddled up in our home because of the corona pandemic. I love my husband and our daughter so much, but oh my God, I need a minute. So just now, I built a tiny secret fort down in our basement. Yes, I am serious. I am 46 years old and balled up in a pillow fort in my basement. It's not even my most bizarre move since this whole thing started, but we'll cover the squirrel costume some other time. So right now it's Sunday afternoon, about 3 p.m. Am I still wearing pajamas? Yes. Am I thinking about having a glass of wine? Yes. It's neither too late to still be wearing my pajamas nor too early to be thinking about a glass of wine. It's pandemic times and it's the weekend. I have been holding myself to a different standard during the week, just to maintain some sense of dignity, but that's me. If what you need is PJs and wine at 3 p.m. during the week, then do what you need to do. In fact, that's exactly what this podcast is about. I'm just checking in for a few minutes to talk about everything I'm doing, you're doing, to adjust to this strange new reality of living almost entirely in our homes. Like so many of you out there, for the past 9 days, I've been running an in-home school, a gym, a cleaning and maintenance service, a virtual social club, a mediocre full-time service restaurant. It's been exhausting. And there have been many tears in my house, but I'm trying to focus on being grateful. So what am I grateful for today? My friend Amanda's salad bowl. Amanda's salad bowl had been sitting in my front entry for 7 weeks, driving my husband crazy and me too. At least in the beginning, it drove me crazy. But in my constant rushing around of daily life, I just kept forgetting to take it to her. Then after a while, I just stopped seeing it. It just became part of the background noise of my entryway. But yesterday, I had a stroke of genius. Return the bowl. We were still allowed to leave our houses yesterday. It's just that there's really nowhere to go, and we're on strict orders to keep our distance from others. So I hatched the socially distanced plan of driving the bowl to Amanda's apartment building, leaving it on the porch, then calling her from my phone in my car, and then blowing her kisses from the safe distance of at least 2 meters while driving off. So I sent her the rundown in a text, and then she sent me back 2 texts, and then I called her twice, and then she called me once and followed it up with a text, and then I texted back, and she texted back twice. And then my daughter Claire and I threw the bowl in the back of the car and headed over. So when we got there, we called her and she waved down from her window as we were setting the bowl on the porch. And she had said in one of her texts that she was excited to see our smiling faces, but I wasn't sure if she would actually come outside to say hi or if the wave from the window counted. So we waited a minute to see. But it was very cold, and we figured the wave was it, so we piled back in the car. But as we started to drive away, Amanda and her daughter came running out, bundled up, looking so cute and happy to see us. So it turns out the week before school was canceled, Amanda and her daughter had been in quarantine due to contact with someone who was a confirmed case. So they were even more excited about this salad bowl business than we were. So with us in the car and them braving the cold on the sidewalk, we caught up for about 20 minutes. And for the most part, we didn't talk about anything remarkable, which is exactly what we needed. Please don't be disappointed, but this is actually where the story ends. The story is me returning the salad bowl. That's it. But it was the highlight of my day, and I'm so grateful for it. And I'm so grateful for Amanda and her daughter for standing out there in the cold just to talk with us for a few minutes. It's something that I never would have taken the time, I think, to appreciate before. So that's what I'm grateful for today. I have to say that I've been waiting all day, hoping someone would announce that they ran out of toilet paper so I could run by with my car and throw a roll at him. But we are now on strict orders to stay at home, to not go visit people, and to only be out with our own family. So I'm so glad I had that visit with Amanda. I have no idea how much time a grown woman should be forgiven for hiding in a secret pillow fort, but I'm pretty sure I've passed that mark. So I hope that everyone out there is finding ways to connect with friends.
Mom's Secret Fort is produced by me, Janelle Schermerhorn. The music is Isolation by producer Loom Hill. The best ways to keep Mom's Secret Fort going are to subscribe through your favorite podcast app, tell a friend, and like it on Facebook, where you can also access the show.